Orlando. Typical ride around DeLand on 44. State Road 40 is clear west of Ormond Beach. The savings will be huge during the Lazy Days RV 2015 model clearance. It begins today through Sunday in Tampa with an incredible selection of new gas and diesel motorhomes from the nation's top brands. It's going on right now through Sunday, and it's online at LazyDays.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with the AM 1230 and the AM 1490 Traffic Team Report.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. He'll be back tomorrow morning with more information right here from AM 1230 and AM 1490. And don't forget, we've got game day traffic this afternoon. Yeah, the Tortugas are home, and so we'll have the game on the radio, and we'll have traffic updates before the game right here on the great voice of Volusia County. Jeff Berner is with us right now from Professional Physical Therapy, right off of vacation, so you're all rested and relaxed, right?
Rested and relaxed and rejuvenated.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Hey, I got a question for you. As you can tell, we're in the hot days of summer and all the things that are going on, the humidity's out there, all the different things. Boy, we need more water, especially when we're out there exercising, right?
Yeah, the heat definitely makes you sweat more, and you lose your moisture because you're using it. Your body's using it to cool itself,
okay.
And so therefore, it's being used for other purposes. But your cells still need a tremendous amount of water. We cannot live for more than a day or two without water. That's when somebody's looking at hurricane provisions and stuff. Water is paramount because our body needs it so much.
Okay, now I got a question for you. When I'm out playing tennis, some of the guys say, oh, yeah, I'm drinking. Well, they're drinking Diet Coke and stuff like that, and some of the fruit drinks. That doesn't really dehydrate you like the water does, right?
Yeah, the water has exactly what you need for the cells to hydrate, to be able to move and keep the cells moving through the bloodstream. Fruit drinks, and especially anything with caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine, in fact, is going to reduce the amount of water that your body retains. It actually is a diuretic. It flushes the water out, and it doesn't flush anything else out, just the water. The fruit drinks have a lower percentage than water, obviously, because if you squeeze some type of fruit, even if it's fresh fruit, that fresh fruit is going to have a great deal of sugar in with the water that the plant has stored.
Okay.
So the water is what your body's needing, and reducing the amount by drinking something other than water is going to make it less efficient. You're going to have to triple what you drink in the amount if you're drinking a fruit drink, which is then going to diminish what you're trying to do on the exercise component.
Okay, now I got to tell you, and I don't want to make this a negative, but did you ever think, when I was in high school, I thought water was water. Did you ever think you were going to pay about a buck and a half to get a bottle of water or something like
amazing,
that?
That's amazing, isn't it?
But it's good for you.
It is good for you, and things that you need to watch for, especially if you're exercising in the heat. If you start getting a dry mouth, a headache, start getting dizziness, that's an immediate sign that you are dehydrated and you are starting to risk possible brain shutdown.
Ooh.
As far as losing consciousness and stuff like that. And the other thing you'll feel is in your teeth or in your fingertips, you'll start feeling almost a numb feeling, and that's another indication that you don't have enough water in your system. And immediately stop what you're doing. Get to somewhere where you're not going to be sweating as much, like in shade or whatever. But then absolutely get water as quickly as possible.
Well, you know, this is good advice because a lot of us are down here from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, wherever it might be. And even though water's healthy for all of us, no matter where we are, we really need more down here with the humidity and the heat.
Yeah, we really don't recognize, if you're from an area that you don't typically sweat as profusely as you do here, it's an unusual symptom when you start getting that dehydrated condition.
Okay, Jeff, if anyone has a question, they give you a call, they mention their favorite radio station, they get 15 minutes free?
They always get 15 minutes free if they mention WSBB.
Okay, I like that. What number can they call?
They can call us at 423-0100, or they can stop by the office there at 1316 South Ridgewood Avenue, or go online and check us out on the web at proptfl.com.
Okay, Jeff, have a good day today. Drink a lot of water, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he goes, Jeff Berner on AM 1230 and AM 1490.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The morning show just got